America's youngest voters, aged 18 to 29, millennials, overwhelmingly favor Hillary Clinton for president, according to a new poll from Harvard University's Institute of Politics. The poll also found a majority have big fears about the future. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks takes a look.
With less than 2 weeks to go until Election Day, the Harvard poll suggests Hillary Clinton has gained a lot of ground with the nation's youngest voters.
Hillary Clinton has had a pretty complicated relationship with the millennials, thinking about the last 8 years.
This is John Della Volpe, director of polling at Harvard's Institute of Politics. He says that challenge with millennials goes back to 2008, when Clinton ran against Barack Obama, who was very popular with younger voters. Then this year, she ran against Bernie Sanders, who was even more popular with them. But Della Volpe says the new poll finds Clinton with a commanding 28-point lead, 49-21 against Donald Trump, in a four-way race that includes Libertarian Gary Johnson and Jill Stein of the Green Party.
So it's taken a while for her to get to this place, but I think she's in a pretty solid place in the eyes of 18 to 29-year-olds across America.
The poll surveyed more than 2,000 people between October 7th and 17th. Della Volpe says it found that Clinton is doing even better than President Obama was 4 years ago among key groups within this younger demographic.
For example, she is doing significantly better among young women. She's changing, actually, the shape of the electorate. We'll have more females in the electorate than we did in 2012.
Among young women, Clinton polls 14 points better than President Obama did 4 years ago. 51% of female millennials say they will definitely vote next month, an increase of 6% over 4 years ago. Among younger male voters, 47% say they'll be voting in November, which is down 4 points from 2012. So the poll suggests that young women are more motivated to vote than young men. It also finds that among these younger voters, Donald Trump is 17 points behind where Mitt Romney was 4 years ago.
I'm Kat Muraviova. I'm from Texas, which is now a swing state. For the first time in, 40 years, that means my vote will actually matter for once.
Kat Muraviova is a student at BU from Houston who represents that new young female voter who will cast a ballot for Clinton and against Trump.
First of all, Clinton does have experience. I think a Trump presidency would be a very terrifying presidency. For example, he's trying to overturn Roe v. Wade. He claims that he has the most respect for women out of anyone. First of all, he was bragging about sexually assaulting women, then he completely denied the whole thing because she's not attractive or whatnot.
I'm pretty conflicted right now. I was planning on not voting, but it is my civic duty to vote, obviously, so I want to.
This is Samuel Crisafulli from Rhode Island, another BU student, who represents that younger male voter who's less committed to this election. Crisafulli says he's disenchanted with both major party candidates, beginning with Clinton.
Just how corrupt she's been said to be, all of the issues with emails and Benghazi, and then with Trump you have obviously everything he said, his billionaire attitude, thinks he can do whatever he wants, thinks money's going to win him the election, things like that. I just really don't agree with either of those.
So Crisafulli says he's considering voting for a third party candidate. According to the Harvard poll, just 5% of millennials support Green Party candidate Jill Stein. 14% support Libertarian Gary Johnson. But polling director John Della Volpe says the Johnson support is soft.
37% of that 14% indicates they are likely to vote for someone else. So he has a relatively small proportion of the vote, and it's pretty unstable.
Della Volpe says another key finding from the survey is this. Only 1 in 5 millennials reported that they feel hopeful about the future of America, while more than half, 51%, are fearful.
And it's something that we've been tracking for quite a while now, and I think a lot of it, frankly, is focused around the American dream or the sense of that it's not as attainable as perhaps we would like or we were told it should be if you work hard and play by the rules.
I mean, at this point in time, you know, in our lives, we don't know what we're going to do with our future. We're still getting educated.
Samuel Crisafulli, the BU student from Rhode Island, understands the pessimism among his fellow millennials. And he says the negativity of this election isn't helping.
And to see an election like this while we're growing up and thinking about our future, it's really tough to see the light with this election. So I think there is a lot of negative press. And I think that really plays into this whole lack of optimism.
According to the Harvard survey, a minority, just 40% of millennials, believe they'll be better off than their parents. When asked why they were fearful about the future, one respondent said, "Everything seems out of control. We're extremely divided, and few politicians seem to have any interest in trying to unite us." For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.